Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, it's not just the International Olympic Committee. The National Football League is feeling the heat, too. Viagra and Cialis recently announced they will stop buying TV commercials during NFL games. To explain, David Steele joins me from Laurel, Maryland. He's a writer for SportingNews.com. You can find a link to his story today on the NFL's flagging audiences on our website, onpointradio.org. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me on, John.
Okay, David, we have all gotten so accustomed to Viagra, Cialis, the tubs that the people are sitting in, all that sort of stuff. Where is that going?
Yeah, it's fascinating because we have gotten accustomed to it as an audience. You know, we made the jokes about it, and it, presumably for years, those two companies really cashed in a lot on that. The fact that they're backing out isn't as small a deal as some people want to make it. I mean, it would seem like it's only a couple of companies, but it's just sort of a negative omen for what's been going on in the league the last year. The TV ratings slipped for the first time in a long time last season, and to see a couple of major advertisers drop out and to see that there are signs that there may not necessarily be another stream of advertisers waiting to step right back in, it means that a major, major, major revenue stream for the NFL could be diminishing.
So why are they leaving?
Because the NFL is going through right now several crises of varying sizes, and it's not totally clear exactly how much each one is affecting the NFL and whether they've had all major effects on the ratings, because it's just so far just a 1 year drop. But all the controversy over how they've handled concussions, the terrible effects that they've had on players, including the ones who have committed suicide over the years, the various fights with the players over discipline, whether it's too hard or too soft on them, the domestic violence problems.
But in the case of these two companies, isn't it the fact that these drugs are coming off of patent protection, and therefore Viagra and Cialis, by advertising, would be advertising to boost generic alternatives that they couldn't profit from?
Well, that would be a factor. As long as somebody else is coming in to replace that revenue on the NFL broadcast, and that's still kind of the big unknown about that. Again, there have been some signs in some various reports in the last couple of weeks that advertisers aren't really lining up in the way they have in the past years to jump in and advertise on what has still been for many, many years by far the most popular sport in this country. So I think everyone is sort of still weighing exactly what the impact of that is. But if somebody doesn't come in and replace that, then I think it would be the sign of a major problem that the NFL is going to have to address.
Why have NFL games been such an attractive advertising opportunity for those two companies?
Because of the target audience. Men from, I guess, age 18 to 45, I think, is the target demographic, somewhere in that range. And obviously the upper range is the exact target of those particular products.
Yeah, I don't think too many 18-year-olds are involved.
Probably not. You know, I mean, I don't know what goes on in the background, but there are other alternative uses for either one of those for younger men. But if they're seeing some sort of a sign that target audience is going elsewhere, if they're going away from the NFL, if they're driven away by the NFL, if there are other messages that the league is sending or the sport is sending that Viagra and Cialis and products like that don't necessarily want to have themselves associated with, that they'd rather go to that there's another vehicle for that product that they'd rather use than the NFL, then the NFL loses out.
What is your feeling, David, and that of people that you talk to about whether the ratings decline is a permanent feature as a consequence of both the fracturing of the media landscape, also the issues with concussion and growing questions about the sport? Is that something that we're going to see again this year, or is there reason to think that that was a 1 year kind of problem?
Well, the problem itself of the issues that the league has had to address, including the concussions, including things like domestic violence, the big problem that they dealt with the Patriots and Tom Brady and Deflategate, and some of the doubts about just the integrity of the league overall. People have been watching for several years, and I think a lot of people are wondering, is this ever really going to hit the NFL where it hurts, in the wallets? And I think some people had been anticipating it, but the more and more the time went on, and people realize, well, the ratings haven't gone down yet, so apparently the NFL is going to survive and ride this out, and they continue to be the what a lot of people have called the nonstick football league. That's going to continue. The fact that this happened the first time, I think a lot of people are looking at it, maybe this has been sort of a delayed reaction just to the mountain of problems that the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell have to address. So it may end up proving to be just a blip on the radar, but a lot of people are going to be watching this year to see whether or not it happens for a second straight year, and then it becomes, and then you start to recognize it as an actual trend.
The departure of these two big advertisers obviously leaves a hole. From what you've been able to determine, are there obvious targets for who would fill that hole, whether it's automobile manufacturers or other people who want to hit that demographic, that male middle-aged audience?
Well, there are certain advertisers that have just become sort of synonymous with the league, that you see their ads on the games like every single week, always connected to all their programming, played up really big in the Super Bowl. Automobiles are obviously one of them. Movies are a huge part of them. You watch the Super Bowl, there's a million movie previews that are on there. Beer and alcohol. Our products are always big. The Budweiser ads are always just huge measuring sticks for how popular those are, and all the products that are tied into those, and obviously soft drinks, things like that. So there are a lot of ways to measure whether or not any of those are starting to back away from the NFL, and they're still very, the long-standing traditional ties to all those products. So,
is there reason to think, David, that the gender composition of the NFL audience is changing in any significant way? Are more women watching, or fewer women watching, for that matter?
There are more women aged in the NFL, but that also means that there are more women that are actively reacting to some of the issues that the league has had. And that includes, again, domestic violence, concussions. Mothers obviously are the ones who make a lot of decisions about whether their sons actually play football, how deeply they are engaged in football. So they've always been a big part of it. The question is whether or not the NFL has really addressed that very well, has really reached out to them in ways that female fans really want to be. So again, that's going to bear watching in the near future as well, because their segment of the audience is going to be vital to whether the NFL continues to grow, or if they stall, or if they start to decline.
Let me get a quick answer from you on this. Are we seeing college football ratings decline?
They're still going up. The money's going up. The ratings are going up. There seems to be a tilt toward that, toward their popularity. So it'll be interesting to see how that reflects on what's going on with the NFL as well.
David Steele covers football and more for SportingNews.com. He joined me from Laurel, Maryland. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You can continue the conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. Coming up tomorrow, we unpack To the Bone, the Netflix film about anorexia. I'm John Harwood, in for Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.